Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Frequent prayer and counsel. Those who labor at camp meetings should frequently engage in prayer and counsel together, that they may labor intelligently. The practical lessons of Christ are to be often repeated. Christ and his righteousness are to be so blended with the third angel's message that the whole world may be lightened with his glory. All should have a personal, experimental knowledge of what Jesus may be to them, or they cannot proclaim the truth as it is in Jesus. Personal faith in the efficacy of the blood of Christ in our own behalf gives peace and assurance forever. In the time of trouble and test, we shall fear no evil. For who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? The Lord justifies them for the sake of Christ, who gave his precious blood for their redemption. We must walk and act in obedience to God in harmony with his plan for the salvation of the world. No soul can be saved in disobedience. There is great danger of losing our interest in one another, losing our love for those for whom Christ died, because we do not live in the light of the Son of Righteousness. Brethren, shall we manifest cold indifference toward these whom we know to be in ignorance of the truth that is to make them wise unto salvation? If our own hearts were touched with his divine love, hearts would be melted with the love of Christ, but it is impossible to communicate to others that of which we have no experimental knowledge. This hard-heartedness is of Satan. There are many ways in which he works. He seeks to make men who claim to believe the truth faithless, loveless, proud, selfish, haughty, tyrannical. He well knows that those who possess such characteristics can never be a savor of life unto life. They exert no fragrant influence, but rather wound and bruise the souls of those whom they might relieve and comfort.